focus on disarmament. The UN should reform its disarmament mechanisms in order to make progress. Both the Disarmament Commission and the Conference on Disarmament. Quote, the Disarmament Commission this evening concluded its 2003 session without a concrete proposal to advance either nuclear disarmament or confidence building in the field of conventional arms. Highlighted the need for political will, without which the disarmament debates would remain more academic gatherings. A United Nations resolution would remain a dead letter. Empty talk would enshrine a global strategic imbalance and foster nuclear proliferation. Delaying tactics, if combined, would lead many countries to believe that nuclear proliferation was the way forward. Perhaps the only threat of proliferation, sadly, will ever prompt the nuclear powers to advance total nuclear disarmament. Quote, speakers call for a democratic world order based on security for all through effective arms control and disarmament, and rejection of the unilateral use of military force, which they said undermined international security and encouraged possession by states of weapons of mass destruction. Some of the features that characterize the current disarmament situation included growth of military expenditures, the vague future of the CTBT, an absence of progress in nuclear disarmament, stagnation within the Conference of Disarmament, and problems regarding the development of Fisharm Material Cutoff Treaty, the relative ease of access and portability of conventional weapons had posed severe dilemmas for many states. Quote, the forum was the only comprehensive negotiation body on disarmament at the disposal of the international community, and every possible effort should be made to keep the conference alive and to be aware of the fact that shortcomings or long pauses in its pursuit of success should never discourage diplomacy. A major question mark should be put on what was going on in the conference. Efforts should be made to go back to the true issue, which was security, particularly against the threat of nuclear weapons. Today, however, the world was changing, and for the last 10 years, the conference had failed to advance on the matter of disarmament and nuclear weapons in accordance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or the NPT. One should question the level of compliance with commitments set out by that treaty. This four-year term has been a waste because of lack of progress within the conference. No substantial work has been accomplished during this term. The conference has been inactive for many years. It could not adopt a program of work in order to proceed in carrying out its functions. There was a glimmer of hope that one day the conference would come out of its stalemate and start once again to perform this important work. Quote, citing today's dramatically changed security environment, the US said that it was imperative for the Commission to focus its efforts on the realities of today and those of the future. It served no one's interest to advocate approaches that no longer track with the current international situation and the new direction in which it might be heading, the US said. Those quotes above were from UN Disarmament Commission session concludes without agreement in April 2003 and UN Disarmament Conference on Disarmament press releases. That some are not acting in good faith and have their own secret agendas to the detriment of others. I was disappointed that the Small Arms Conference in July 2001 achieved so little. Its main aim was, according to the UN Millennium Declaration 2000, to take concerted action to end the illicit traffic in small arms and light weapons, especially by making arms transfers more transparent. They could not achieve even such limited aims. Quote, the US should be ashamed of themselves, said South African delegate Jean de Perez. We are disappointed. A united Africa had fought for language that would bar weapons suppliers to non-governments. If you send arms to non-state actors, you are sending them to rebels who are trying to overthrow governments. Nigeria delegate Sola Ogbonu argued. The United States said it could not support any measure that would bar governments from supplying small arms to rebel groups, noting it would not forego foreign policy options such as helping to overthrow a threatening regime. These quotes are from a press report of the Small Arms Conference in 2001. The lack of progress over such an important issue is more than lamentable. It is a danger to us all. Humans have domain over the earth and are now managing it. Where is the good in having weapons that can destroy the earth and all its peoples many times over? Mankind has all it takes to eliminate wars, poverty, and underdevelopment permanently. But mankind also has all it takes to wipe out human life off the face of the earth once and for all. During the Cold War, I read Isaiah 24 in my Bible. It says the earth is going to be devastated and left desolate, lies shattered and ruined. I was aware of the CND movement. I became concerned about nuclear weapons and the prevailing strategy of MAD, M-A-D, mutually assured destruction. This meant that if the USSR and the US started to fight, they would destroy everyone. Every man, every woman, every child, every animal, every bird, everything. From then until now, I cannot think of a more evil thought. Yet it was the actual policy of those charged with defending us. George W. Bush, but I also made it clear to Vladimir Putin that it's important to think beyond the old days of when we had the concept that if we blew each other up, the world would be safe. Could someone please make it clear to President Bush that the new world order of world military domination or full spectrum dominance or preemptive nuclear strikes will condemn mankind to a future of conflict, wars, death, and the constant threat of annihilation, is a waste of resources and a theft from everyone. Some of the distinctions between tyrants and leaders include the ability to tolerate criticism, ruling by permission rather than might is right, and acting in good faith for the good of all. In this scenario, the US may be seen as Darth Vader's master in the Star Wars films, with their Star Wars system targeting Earth, while the rest of the world hopes for a Luke Skywalker who can use the force of good to defeat the Empire. I love the American people. I always seem to meet the nice ones, but some of their government policies sucks. Our only hope is the American people. I hope, personally hope, that a nonpartisan peace candidate adopting policies from all sides will stand in the next election. Quoting Sir Joseph Ratzlaff, any attempt to achieve our goals by persuading the Bush administration to change its policy through logical persuasion or by appealing to moral instincts would be hopeless and a complete waste of time. But it may not be a waste of time if such an appeal is made to the general public. As I said earlier, hope lies in the change of public opinion, particularly in the USA, to rise in opposition to the current policies and throw them out in the process usually employed in democratic countries named in free elections. End quote. This may give the world and the American people some hope. Peoples from all over the world, most of whose ancestors crossed the waters to the brave new world that now has the greatest military power that ever existed. Quote, the military might of the USA is truly awesome. Since the end of the Cold War, the America have built up an enormous military potential, making use of the latest advances in science and technology, and achievements in technology, and supported by military budgets of astronomical dimensions. The United States has become the greatest military power that ever existed, nearly exceeding in sophistication all other nations combined. Sir Joseph Rotblat. The hope of the world lies with the actions of the American people.